A swing towards populist movements across the world has dominated headlines recently, from Brexit to Trump, and now it seems Indonesia's moment may be brewing. Tens of thousands have rallied in Jakarta yesterday to celebrate the country's diversity and call for unity. This comes after massive protests demanding the arrest of Jakarta's governor, an ethnic Chinese Christian known as Ahok, who many want jailed for insulting Islam after he quoted the Quran. The Wire spoke to ANU's Indonesia expert, Professor Gregory Feely, who's in Jakarta right now.
260 million people, 13,000 islands, 700 languages and 6 formally recognised religions. Indonesia is diverse. And that's what tens of thousands of people here in Jakarta are celebrating. But only a few days ago, up to 1 million demonstrators stopped traffic in Jakarta to demand Governor Ahok's arrest.
On the one hand, are people who believe that the Jakarta governor is guilty of insulting Islam and therefore should not only be found guilty, but many people would be happy if he was jailed for that because they regard that as an extremely serious offence. And on the other hand, a group of people, they're mobilising in less numbers, but that group believes that the diversity of Indonesian politics, Indonesian society, is under some threat from what they see as sectarian, sometimes racist attacks upon minorities, and in this case, the governor of Jakarta, who's a Christian Chinese.
Okay. What are the charges against Jakarta's governor, Ahok?
Yeah, he's been accused of blasphemy, using the criminal code, section 156A, and now it's being expedited and it's likely that we will see a trial happening. It could be within a few weeks, which would be almost unheard of in Indonesia. Usually trials take many months, if not years, to eventuate. So this is all being fast-tracked as to try to put an end to this issue and stop the risk of further unrest.
Okay. He's been prosecuted under blasphemy laws. Is this a common thing?
It's become much more common over the last decade. So particularly under President Yudhoyono, the blasphemy law was used far more frequently than it has been any other time of Indonesia's history. So there is a blasphemy law itself from 1965, and that has quite wide-ranging provisions and very heavy penalties for anyone found guilty of blasphemy. In the case of the Jakarta governor, he's been charged under the criminal code, which allows the conviction of people for offences that are insulting to one of the recognised religions in Indonesia, or which urge people not to be faithful, or a number of other things as well. So that's what he's been charged under, not so much the blasphemy law itself, but rather the criminal code. The blasphemy law, when it is used, that often results in quite heavy sentences for people.
Governor Ahok's coming up for re-election, and he's also a long-term ally of President Joko Widodo. But he's also an ethnic Chinese Christian in a country where the majority is overwhelmingly Islamic. To what extent are the protests against him politically motivated, and how deeply felt was the offence that he's charged with?
It's very deeply felt, and a lot of the many hundreds of thousands of Muslims who turned out are absolutely convinced that he's guilty of blasphemy. A lot of legal experts and quite a few Islamic experts also are very much doubtful of that. And indeed, some of the detectives who worked on his case didn't want him charged because they thought there was insufficient evidence. My view is he's being charged because it's now become very political. It's doing great harm to the government, doing great harm to Jokowi. It's giving great opportunities to his opponents to rally against him. And the president has to be a bit worried that after Ahok, that he might be the next target. So he really wants to defuse this issue. And I think that's one reason why Ahok has been charged and also why the court case has been brought forward so rapidly.
And yesterday we were seeing these rallies, these counter-rallies almost, rallying for a kind of nationalist unity, which is attempting to celebrate Indonesia's diversity. How much is that likely to appeal to most Indonesians?
It would appear as if the broad view within the Muslim community is that Ahok is guilty of blasphemy, and I don't think that view is going to change. It might be that there is a large number, a high percentage of the population who still value diversity, who are not particularly driven by ethnic or religious sentiment. So the rally that we saw yesterday, that might in fact represent a far bigger section of the community than what we can readily measure. But what seems fairly clear is that the government has concluded that majority opinion is against Ahok, and that's why they have to act.
Okay. Could you give us a prognosis? How do you see this going forward?
I don't think it will destabilise Indonesia. It's certainly a backward step for political and religious diversity. It makes it much harder for people from minorities to hold high public office. But I think democracy will continue. At least for the short term, there's probably likely to be somewhat higher religious and racial overtones. But that could settle down in time, particularly if there is a quick legal resolution of the Ahok issue, because he's a unique figure and there are other minority politicians holding high office, but they don't attract anywhere near the amount of vituperation that he does, because he is such a polarising person. So it might be that once he's convicted, and I'm pretty certain that's going to be the outcome, well then some of this sentiment ebbs away.
That was the ANU's Indonesian politics and social change expert, Professor Gregory Feely, speaking to reporter Tom Allinson.